FM 90.3 WJTL, Danny Cookie, Angels We Have Heard on High Elevation Worship. Before that, do it again. Steve Taylor celebrating 64 years young. His birthday is today. We celebrate it with the Christmas tune, Winter Wonderland. Good morning. It's 7:02.
Thanks for believing in the ministry of WJTL. Your support helps us to be a light in the community. WJTL raises a significant portion of its support during the last month of the year, and you are needed. I invite you to send your end-of-the-year donation to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Manheim, PA, 17545, or make a pledge or donation online at WJTL.com. Thank you so much.
And this morning, our very special guest from Gifts That Give Hope, our friend Jen Knepper, is here. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So
thank
wonderful
you
to see you again.
You too.
Anybody want to say hi to?
I would like to say happy birthday to my sister, Jess. And then I did want to just say hi to the Gift Fair Planning Committee.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should list them all out, but I don't know if I have time. But
I just wanted to say,
so it's Janet, Lindsay, Roxanne, Ashley, Jocelyn, Brandy, Crystal, Jess, Lauren, and Deanna. I just wanted to thank them all because it wouldn't be possible without them.
Yeah, and yesterday when we were giving away the Gifts That Give Hope sampler packs, and it said 14th annual, I remember the first time you came in. It's crazy you've been doing this 14 times.
Yes.
That's great. Tell everybody what Gifts That Give Hope is.
So it's an alternative gift fair. And I was telling Fred, originally, I always explain it as like a live version of a gift catalog that you might have seen in the mail from Heifer International or World Vision. So the gift fair is a live version of that. So you get to talk with nonprofit organizations like North Star will be there, Heifer International, Hope International. So you can purchase gifts that further their vision and mission.
And you've added other things. You have other stuff going on as well.
Yes.
Right?
So we have food trucks this year. So I'm always excited about food.
Yeah.
And then there's the marketplace vendors where you can purchase tangible gifts as well. There's a lot of variety, and there's something for everybody.
And those folks in the tangible gift side, most of them are local that we would know.
Yes, most of them are local. If you know Revolution Jewelry, there's also My Peruvian Treasures. That's Luisa. She's local.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So a lot of great local places. Friendship Heart Gallery has their stuff there as
well.
Nice.
Love that. And you're back at the Farm and Home Center this year.
Yes.
So it's coming up this Sunday.
Sunday, December 12th.
And what time? What are the times?
10 to 3.
Mm-hmm. If folks want to get more information, can they do that online?
Yes, they can look for our website, or we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Gifts That Give Hope.
So giftsthatgivehope.org, or they can go Gifts That Give Hope at Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
The Gifts That Give Hope, the 14th annual, happening this Sunday, December 12th. It kicks off at 10 a.m. And pretty exciting. Coming up, we'll talk more about some of the organizations that you have there and some of the features that you'll have as well.
Yes.
Jen, thanks for being
with
us this morning. Coming up, more music too. Jordan Feliz actually finally has done the song Feliz Navidad. We're going to play it for you next.